Hello and welcome to our 72nd episode of the Gutenberg Changelog. In today's episode, we will talk about Gutenberg 13.9, Gutenberg 14.01, WordPress 6.01, no, 0.2, and a lot of things about themes and design tools in the editor. And I am Birgit Pauli-Haag, curator at the Gutenberg Times and WordPress developer advocate. And today I have a special guest on the show. It's Nick Diego, developer advocate at WordPress, WP Engine, plugin developer and themes builder. And I just learned he is also from the hospitality industry. So we have a whole new show. He's also a core contributor on WordPress and running triage sessions every Tuesday in the core editor channel. And he's also a teammate of mine on the 6.1 release squad. Good afternoon, Nick. Thank you so much for coming to the show today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Well, sure. I should probably also mention that you were part of the group of experts on the Developer Hours meetup, where a group of contributors answer questions from the audience. We should schedule some more. What do you think?
We should.
Well, in the meantime, until that happens, you held or will hold also Builder Basics events on the Learn WordPress online meetup. Thank you for those. Most events were recorded and are uploaded to WordPress TV. So you get a lot of Nick Diego on WordPress TV. So what have you learned? What are the most common concepts that are harder to understand for people?
Well, I find that, well, first of all, those online workshops are so important for engaging directly with the community and, you know, WordPress builders. A lot of people aren't keeping up with what's happening in Gutenberg. They have businesses to run, websites to build, right? And WordPress is developing so quickly, as we'll see in today's episode with all the things that have happened in the latest releases. And so it's a great time to connect with them and just to kind of cover the basics. One of my main series is Builder Basics, where we talk about really the fundamentals, like how to work with Roblox and, you know, and group blocks and that sort of thing. And I think people really get a lot out of that. And so, you know, and I'm also really excited for the new 2023 theme, because it's going to incorporate a lot of the new functionality that we're seeing in WordPress and provide users a place to look and see, you know, a working functional example of all the new stuff that's coming in WordPress. So couple that with our work online workshops and all the other developer relations stuff that we're doing, hopefully we can help get people up to speed more quickly than they would on their own.
Yeah, so if you don't have signed up for the meetup yet, where you get all the announcements of all the new workshops that are coming, there are months with 20, 25 workshops. And,
yeah.
Well, month of August wasn't so good because we were many of the faculty was on vacation, but definitely sign up and join the group. Yeah, sometimes there are 20, sometimes there are 60 in there, I have noticed. And most of them are recorded. So even if you've missed them, but it's hard to watch the recording when there is some live interaction with people in there. So Nick, you mentioned the 2023 theme, and the update here is that the theme is a base theme, and there was a call for the community to send in style variations. Style variations are something like a skin of a theme that follows the theme, but you can change color, fonts, and other things, spacings, and all the good things. And the community submitted actually 33 style variations. And next week, the team will decide which ones are bundled with the default theme. And I looked through them. So I like quite a few. So did you get a look at them?
I did. And some of my fellow colleagues submitted a couple. It's a really exciting project to, you know, reach out into the community and get designs from other community members. it kind of really makes you feel like this is a community project, and you know, WordPress is open source, and you know, we have a big community. I really like the direction they took with this, and the designs that have come out of it.
Yeah, and there are voices in the community that you don't need every year a new theme, just kind of add new styling there, or so not every WordPress user is going to change a theme every year. So, but you're right, it's actually the reference theme for all the new features. And if you, dear listeners, want to learn more about style variations and how to create them, and what it was like working on one of them for the 2023 theme, Justin Tadlock takes you along in his new post on his experience designing the style variations on the Gutenberg Times. And I love this sentiment, although there are 1,400 words in there, but I'm just picking those from Justin's post. So there was a, and I quote them, so there was a small part of me that remembered exactly why I fell in love with WordPress in the first place. I felt like that same 21-year-old kid who had just learned to edit a theme-style CSS file to make some minor color changes. This was the WordPress that I remembered from so long, the one where themes were not hundreds of files and thousands of lines of code. So back to the basics and back to just to change the styling.
Yeah, it's such a great quote from Justin. And I completely agree. I think that because with block themes and this movement that we're kind of on, it's really making themes a lot more accessible. It's brand new, so it's something new that you need to learn. But it is creating simpler themes that can be visually unique with just a few lines of code. And I think that provides a lot of power to users, especially like in the low code, no code kind of movement. I think there's a lot of exciting things happening there.
It's back to the tinkerers that can just change some things and have immediate gratification that they see it right away. There's no build spot, but there is no PHP thing. So it's good. Well, WordCamp US is coming up next week. I'm so excited to go to San Diego on Wednesday night. I can hardly wait.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, I'll be there Thursday, this is actually like my first WordCamp. I was planning to go to the 2022 one, but then, you know, the world fell apart. I'm very excited to be going.
Okay. Well, awesome. Yeah. So I'm glad I'm going to see you there. So I knew that you would be there, but I didn't know that was your first WordCamp.
Yeah.
So yeah, go through that post on, I don't know if it's what WordCamp US or WordCamp Europe, kind of what to do when it's your first WordCamp.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that post.
It's so spot on. Yeah. So don't worry, dear listeners, if you didn't get a ticket, there will be live streams of the talks and workshops, and there will all be recorded and available on WordPress TV sometime later this year. So there are quite a few block editor related talks on the schedule. So Alex Ball will talk about customizing core blocks for clients. Very interesting topic. I have lots of discussions about that topic. Even Mullins has a talk titled FSE for the win. It's a lightning talk. And Daisy Olson's workshop on Saturday morning is about creating your first block theme. Rich Tabor, always a great presenter, will talk about the new era of WordPress themes is here, block themes. And I saw you on the roster of a lightning talk. Nick, what will it be about?
Well, the title of my talk is a little, attention grabbing. It's Let's Build a Custom Block in 15 Minutes. So the goal of this presentation is to kind of demystify the complexities of block development in WordPress. It's something I've heard a lot. Oh, building blocks is really challenging. It requires new skills, whether it's JavaScript or React. And the idea behind this is to show that you can actually build something quite functional in a short amount of time and hopefully inspire the list, the either you're watching it through the live stream or you're attending, inspire people to kind of build their own. Yeah, because I'd be the first person to say that building blocks can be challenging, kind of depending on the complexity of your project, but it's never been easier to get started with block development. You know, we'll actually talk about it later today, but there have been so many tools built by the WordPress community that makes getting started with block development easier. And you combine that with some of the internal block supports and block controls that are available directly from WordPress, and you can really get started pretty quickly in less than 15 minutes, as I will demonstrate. So very excited to be giving the presentation.
That's awesome. I'm probably going to sneak in there. I'm going to be in the accessibility testing workshop, but I will sneak out and come to see your talk. I hope that everyone's punctual there.
Hopefully I can do it. I mean,
well, you know, we know afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, but what are the other talks that you are interested in?
So I'm really interested in kind of, well, I'm very excited to see Rich's talk. As you mentioned, Rich is a great presenter, but I'm excited to learn more about things I don't know much about. There's getting started with WP CLI, CLI, and then there's another one by WordPress to the Terminal by Milana Kapp. And I don't know much about them, and I think it'd be a great opportunity to learn more. It's one of the areas of WordPress that I should be better at. So I'm excited to learn from those folks.
Oh, yeah. And both are great presenters. Yeah. So if you're in San Diego, dear listeners, and we cross paths, please don't be shy. Introduce yourself. And I want to meet you. And even if I'm in a conversation with others at WordCamps, we try to follow the Pac-Man rule. I don't know. Do you know about that, Nick?
I learned of it, but I did not know prior to seeing the description here.
So when we stand in a group of people, and you always do, yeah, you have two people, then another one comes up, hey, glad to see you. And then you talk about things, you chat together. We don't make closed circles. We always leave one opening so other people can walk in and join us. So it's an explicit permission to join a new group of people. And that's how you meet people. That's how the community works. So you are definitely welcome to do this. And I will always make sure there is a spot for you.
Yeah, that's really great.
So there we are in the section of community contributions. And Ryan Welcher did a Twitch stream this week about the new features of the Create Block package. And I have the YouTube link for you in the show notes, because he just finished uploading it to YouTube. Twitch only saves the video for 14 days. And that's kind of, so Ryan always kind of downloads them and uploads them to YouTube. He edits them sometimes. And he was exploring the new release of the WordPress Create Block package. And he thinks it's a game changer. I think so too. So he goes over the new features, the flags for the, speaking of CLI, the flags of the terminal program for no plugin and variant flags that have been added to the tool. These flags increase the usability because they allow the users to add a new block to an existing plugin and or theme, and also provide the ability for a template to provide different variants for a block, like either a dynamic block or a static version, for instance. Yeah, so it's going to be a really cool if you do you want to say something about that?
Well, a little bit of sneak peek. So the Create Block package is absolutely fantastic. I will actually be using the Create Block package during my presentation. That's what makes it possible to build a block in 15 minutes. So there's really no way to get started with block development. And Ryan's done a fantastic job both working on the package itself and then also educating folks. He actually runs a online workshop through the meetup, through the training team as well, talking about building custom blocks. So can't say enough good things about Ryan and the work he's done there.
Excellent. Yeah. No, I feel the same way. He also, if you're more the reading type learner, Ryan also updated documentation pages for the Create Block pages package. And we have the link in the show note. And there's also an added section to it for how to create templates for the tool, your custom templates. So you can use them for agency specific scaffolding and standardize some of the work there as well. Okay. Got that done. Speaking of themes, and I have the feeling there will be more talk about themes. The Anne McCarthy gathered about 15 theme developers from the community from the FSE program, FSE Full Site Editing Outreach Program, and they discussed various aspects of theme development with full site editing and styles. Also, Figma and design systems was a topic, and how they can work together with the theme JSON. Figma also has a theme, a JSON file creation, then custom block development, or how to organize pattern libraries in her post, and concludes, and I quote, "While there is both excitement and interest in what block themes unlock, it's also clear that there are a buildup of pain points to address, whether through clearer resources or changes to Gutenberg itself." Now, besides that conclusion, is if you are a theme developer hearing from people who already worked with block themes, and some of them are no strangers to our listeners. That's Alan Bauer, Carolina Niemark, Rich Tabor, Anna Segoda, Herb Miller. It will jumpstart your discovery or speed up your knowledge. So I really urge you to just kind of listen in to people talking about the things.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's move on to the releases. First up is the WordPress 6.0 release. It's a security maintenance release with a few bug fixes for the block editor. And it was released, I think August 30th.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, but there was one thing in there that you worked mainly on it, that's allow remote pattern registration in theme JSON when core patterns are disabled. So what was that about?
Well, I'll give you props for originally flagging this issue. And, it's where a lot of times theme developers want to disable the core patterns that come with WordPress. You know, you're building your theme and you want to provide your own patterns, which makes perfect sense. And there's an easy flag to do that. But unfortunately, when you would do that, you would basically turn off your ability to pull down patterns from the pattern directory. So it kind of stymied the growth of the pattern directory because theme developers couldn't both use their own patterns, shut down the core patterns, and then pull down from the pattern directory. And so this little fairly simple change allows that to happen. So now you could include your patterns with your own theme, and you could also pick and choose from the pattern directory and include those with your theme. Little simple change, but I think an important one for people to actually use the pattern directory. Because now if you wanted to, you could put all your patterns on the pattern directory and then just create a custom theme and then pull them down from the pattern directory into your theme. So it really opens the doors to a lot of different ways you might want to work with patterns and themes, which I think is exciting. So glad to see this push through.
Yeah, I'm really glad that made it. But I got it from other theme developers who said, okay, so I was kind of thinking, how could we curate the block directory without having a lot of additional changes in Gutenberg? And I think that change was really good. And now you can curate, even if you are not a theme developer, but you have, you're working for an agency and your developers have a theme for you, and you want to add some of the patterns from the directory, well, because they're neat or because they're fun or whatever, you can just edit the theme JSON file and add the disabled core patterns, but also edit the theme JSON file to pull up, I don't know, 4 or 5 patterns that you like, or from your favorite designer. It's really cool. But of course, having 200 or whatever, how many patterns are in there now? I think it's 18.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that turns people off in the pattern directory is you open up you're just getting everything. And this way, it allows you to really pick and choose what you want to include, which I think is what most people are looking for.
Yeah. So that is already available if you have updated your WordPress instance to 6.02. And there were others the link in the show notes will have the changelog from the Make blog. So you can kind of look what other fixes were in there. It was a security and maintenance release. So there are no new features. And this is actually not a new feature. It's just kind of
a bug. I consider it a bug, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So the last time we had a changelog recording, it was for Gutenberg 13.8. Now today we just got 13.9 and 14, and there were a few enhancements in 13.9. For instance, the media and text block got a new help for the image size control, so it's a little bit clearer what it actually does. The post author block now renders HTML in the editor for the author description. That is, there is this user profile section in the WP admin. And when you write the description for a user that's pulled into a theme, you can actually add HTML to it. But
the really
blog
helpful.
Editor didn't read it yet. Yeah. So that's definitely an enhancement, or going back to original feature set. The post feature image now has a link target and rel attributes. Not quite sure. I'm fail to see the, you can link target is you can open up a new window.
Yeah exactly. A new tab. Yeah.
All right. And I also like that query title in the search template or the search result template. Now you get some variations there. That is really cool. And then there is the transforms. Transforms is such a powerful tool, but I don't think a whole lot of people, developers or plugin developers or theme developers, are actually using it. Now you can unwrap the group. It's actually only a change in or an add-on to the transform menu that you actually can kind of, the blocks that are assembled into a group can right. Now we're separated again. It's the same as the more options menu, but it's much faster to get there. And there's a transforms is actually a huge topic. And later this year, we're probably going to talk a lot more about it because there's some work in progress. Do you want to take the layout styles or global
Yeah.
Search? Yeah.
Yeah, so we are breezing by many, many enhancements because we would be here all day if we were talking about each one. But under global styles, you can now add a disable layout styles theme support flag to opt out of all layout styles, which it just provides, developers with more flexibility about how they want, styles to be applied. And then the next one, which I'm really excited about, and I think it's so minor, and I'm excited because this is my ticket, but
yeah, I saw that.
it enable opacity on global styles for color pickers. So if you're in like the normal block editor, when you add a color, you can actually change the opacity on that color through no fault of anybody. It just got left off in global styles. So that got added. So adding consistency. So now you can basically change opacity on colors throughout all of WordPress, which is fantastic.
Yeah, good job. Thank you, Nick.
Well, I think that Ellen Bauer pinged me about that. And I'm like, I can fix that one. That one's easy. I can do that.
Good.
And then for elements, update the load order of CSS in the site editor. We have a lot going on in the editor with different style sheets and different way things are loaded. And, with time, we're starting to see these, figuring out the optimal way to load styles and making sure that things don't interact negatively with one another. So lots of a nice enhancement there.
Yeah, it's also about the hierarchy, who comes first. Yeah,
exactly. And it can get very tricky, right? Because we have the theme, we have core, we have user styles that they edit in global styles. So there's a lot going on in the site editor for sure.
Yeah, and then we have edited stuff from the theme, and it's kind of really. I'm glad that someone is actually organizing that, so it's not too complicated anymore.
Yeah.
The site editor also got up some changes or some enhancements. It's now so the author nice name template creation is now available for now. I think that concludes with the fallback template for content. All template possibilities that you could create with a site editor. Author nice name is kind of it's not the username. It's a different field in the profile, but you can now do it with that instead of the author name or so. And now that all the templates are there, we also finally got the view site link in the editor, and I think a lot of millions of people probably are so glad that that is actually now available. You don't have
I would hear this so much. I would hear it so much. Yeah. Where's the view site button? And now we have it, which is amazing.
Yeah, we have it, and I think it needs to be more intelligent. So because when I edit the single page or single post template, I want to click view site and then see it. but I have
Oh,
it there.
yeah.
It goes to the homepage. But you know, it's one step at a time, and I'm glad I don't have to open multiple browsers and do all that,
Yeah.
which reminds me so much of previous of WordPress scenarios.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a huge improvement, but more work to be done for sure.
Yeah. Like everything in WordPress, you kind of have a first version and then you see what do the people want? What do we want?
Exactly.
Let's try it first and see what we need. So I think that is that all for 13.9 that we want to point out?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of bug fixes, just a lot of improvements, but I think the meat of new features comes in 14.0.
I think there was a lot. The 13.9 was really a kind of clean up the things,
Yeah.
and then it continued. There were also in the background some changes continued from Lodash and from the testing that were continued from I think the last three or four plugin releases actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
So and I'm right. Yeah, we're at the end of 13.9. In comes Gutenberg 14, and it was just released this week on August 31st, and it came with an enhancement. I would like to change that a little bit up. Let's start with the design tools first,
Sure.
because that's what everybody's kind of waiting for. Yeah.
Yeah, this is I'm so excited about. So, you know, to focus on the example of like a paragraph block, one of the things that was missing from the paragraph block was the ability to change the font family, you know, in the typography controls. We had all the other stuff, but not font family. Similarly, you couldn't change margin and padding. Now, there's good reasons why that functionality wasn't in Gutenberg yet. There were still some things that needed to be fixed, and whether it's visualization for margin and padding or interactions with web fonts to do with the font family. But we finally got the green light on all this stuff, and there's a huge project underway to provide consistency across as many blocks as possible. So in 14.0, you'll now see, for example, font family across not all, we're not quite done yet, but most blocks. So it's because there's that muscle memory. When you learn how to change font family on one block and then you go to the next one, you expect that to be there, right? And so this huge process of standardizing design tools across blocks to me is super exciting. I hear from it all the time from users. You know, why can't I do this here, but I can't do it here? And huge effort was made in 14.0, and it's continuing and will be continued into 14.1. We got tons of typography supports, tons of spacing with padding and margin support, and we also got a lot of color supports as well that we're missing. So a lot if there's a lot there, and I encourage you to check out 14.0 because there may have been something you were desperately wanting, and it m most likely will be in 14.0, if not 14.1.
Yeah, and well, think about how many blocks are there. Yeah, they all need to kind of be updated. So that's a huge effort for contributors. I'm not sure. I haven't looked at the code base yet, but some blocks do it differently than other blocks.
Right.
So in the background, so it's always kind of a you can't just copy paste like you would do it in a Google Doc. Yeah, you definitely have to think about things.
There's no magic switch you can just turn on and then so
Now you can with theme JSON when every
that's
block
true.
has it, yeah. But up until now that wasn't possible yet. And now that the controls are there, you also have them in the theme JSON file, so for your theme.
And that's a really good point because I'm sure there are some people listening when I'm saying, look at all this new functionality. And they might be like, ooh, I don't want my users to have that. You can always turn this stuff off in theme.json. So before you, even if you wanted it, you couldn't have it. Now you can have it, but if you don't want it, it can be turned off as well. So that's an important component for those that want to turn off stuff.
It's WordPress. Yeah, if you have
Yeah.
new features, we need the code to switch it up. It's
Absolutely.
definitely MO for it's a standard for WordPress, right? All right. So there was we mentioned it also before in 13.9. No, with Ryan Welch's Twitch stream, the create block has a new variant flag as well as a no plugin flag. That is in the enhancement section of the release. I also wanted to point out a few other things from the block library. One is to a setting to hide the prefix for the archive title. I think I don't know how many people come to me for the classic theme to to remove the category string from the archive page or the archive title. And now with Log Theme, it wasn't possible. So now it is. It has come in. And it was actually a blocker for people.
It's really funny. This is actually a really interesting issue because the archive title is just, the block is just a wrapper around the PHP function that's been in WordPress forever. And so there are people who've been building WordPress forever, like, oh, I know how to do that. There's just a filter to do that. But then you have the people that are coming at WordPress in like a no code situation, and they need the control for that in the block editor. So it's a really interesting, like, little microcosm of like the two worlds coming together. And it's like, you can change it in the filter with PHP if you know how to do that. Or now we have the ability to turn off the prefix, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, and it kind of enhances WordPress because a user were never able to do this before.
Yeah.
Now they are. So I'm really right. excited about that. Even if you know how to develop, yeah, just kind of making a check mark in an interface is so much easier than okay, open up your development environment, make that change, upload it to the server, and then
Google how to do it because you forgot.
And then now the post date block on the query block or the post template, now you can also select that the date is the last modified date instead of the published date, which is actually also an enhancement that wasn't before in WordPress. And so you always have the latest date of the modification for that post as all or page in your float. And now we come to the next big feature, which is the list block has a version 2. And it's now out of experiments and available in the plugin out of the box. And give it for the next 3 weeks a big testing, because it will come to WordPress 6.1, we hope. It's not yet clear, but because it's coming rather late in there. But it's out of experiments. You can now, the list items can now be easily better sorted, indented with a much more improved user experience. Did you get a chance to use it yet?
Oh, yeah. And one of the things that always frustrated me with the original list block is I kept like, I'd want to change the order of my list items and you couldn't. And not that I should have expected that, but you're so used to moving blocks around. I'm like, why can't I move this list item? Well, now you can. And it works great.
Excellent. Yeah. So it's the little things, you know?
It is. It is.
It adds up. Yeah. And also in 14.0, we have a few global styles changes.
Yeah, I can talk about these. So I've always been a big fan of block gap, and block gap is something that not every theme is making use of, but it's the gap between blocks. And those that use it, it's an incredibly powerful tool. And one of the things that's neat now is the introduction of axial gap support. So one of the things that you have is if you imagine columns or buttons that are in a row. Before, when you set block gap, it was the gap between the blocks. What happens on mobile when those blocks are displayed vertically? Well, now you can control both the horizontal gap as well as the vertical gap, which is really powerful. One of the things I hear a lot about, or had heard a lot about, was the lack of responsive controls within WordPress. And we're starting to see how we're not getting some interface where you define what you want on mobile and define what you want on tablet and what but we're getting these more like holistic approaches to dealing with different devices. Axial gap is one of them. So really great to see. And then another one, which is, I think, honestly, a game changer when it comes to where we're going in WordPress, is what are called spacing presets. So if you were changing margin or even block gap or padding, you'd get a little slider, or you could type in a pixel number, or it's freeform. For users, that's hard. It's also hard for anybody, because if you want to have consistent padding or spacing throughout your site and you keep having to enter in a specific number or use a slider, you kind of get, did I add 5 pixels over here? Did I add 10 over here? I kind of get lost. So spacing steps simplifies that UI, where you can define how many steps of padding or margin, how many steps of spacing. So you could have small, medium, large, extra large, whatever you want. And by enabling this, WordPress provides a set scale, but in theme.json, you can define your own scale. So I've been playing around with defining my own scale, and it's great. And not to go too deep into this, but I'm very passionate. You know, when you define your own scale, you can also define a scale that uses fluid spacing. So not only can you define like small, medium, large, you can make that spacing value using clamp fluid. So you can have small on desktop is different from small on mobile. And all of a sudden you have a very fluid website that's adapting based on mobile devices. And it's quite amazing. And it's going to take some retooling and how people build themes a little bit to really take advantage of the stuff, but it makes block themes super powerful. And we're actually going to start seeing that in the 2023 theme. So that's why, back to our original discussion, why 2023 is such an important theme, is it's going to provide a real world example of how to use some of this stuff. So,
yeah. And that combined with the fluid typography.
Oh yeah.
Has been in the plugin for quite a bit now, but it's coming to 6.1. Definitely. It's really getting better together for the mobile responsiveness and all that. I had a conversation with a plugin developers, and they had, I think, six viewport changes, yeah, that you can make to the block. And I was thinking, okay, who would actually want that? Yeah, who has the patience and the perseverance to change layout for six different viewports? Yeah.
And for every block, too.
For every block, yeah. So it's kind of, yeah, it, as you said, the scaling of this is a little bit different, yeah. So, and the last item for the Global Stars we're going to talk about is the pseudo element supports for bulk, button elements. That is the hover, and other pseudo elements for the buttons that you want to
yeah,
do.
Focus and active, yeah.
Focus and active, yeah. Thank you for helping me out, yeah. And we had this already for the link. Element, and now we also have it for the button element, and it's both for the it's both in the interface as well as available for theme JSON.
Yeah, having these additional supports for elements is really great, and it allows you to pull a lot of that CSS that you had in your own style sheet and put it back into the theme.json. Granted, theme.json, they're getting quite big,
yeah.
But the beauty is you can edit it directly in the global style. So it's very powerful.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, so good things are coming to WordPress with the next version. I'm just going through that. And we have some more features, for the patterns. There's a new bundle of collections of header and footer block patterns in the plugin, because the directory is not working right with all the dynamic stuff. So they bundle a few more collections there.
Yeah, it's nice to see those updated. Mm-hmm. The ones that have been in there for a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think the pattern, when we were there first introduced, was it 5.5 or something like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're coming. New things are coming also in the pattern. There's one feature that I really like is the merging of blocks that you can merge wrapper blocks or into wrapper blocks from quote and list group and all that. It's a nice quality of life change, and it kind of needs a little bit, it takes more to explain that than show that. So we probably need to kind of do a demo on that, and it will be demoed on any of the talks that are on WordPress, Learning WordPress Online meetup groups.
Right.
I'm sure some of them will demo that. Yeah, and that, I think, unless we overlooked something, we are at the end of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, for the listeners, we breezed through a lot here. These two releases, both 5.9 and 14.0, super impactful, but they also give you a really good look about what's coming in 6.1. We've had full site editing and block themes in WordPress for a while now. If you've been hesitant to jump in, 6.1 is going to have a lot of things that you might have been looking for in order to get started and jump in. So very excited for 6.1 and having all of this stuff included in core.
Yeah. So, and the next version of Gutenberg is 14.1, of course, and it will be released on September 14. That's interesting because on September 13 is going to be the walkthrough. That's a preliminary date It hasn't been officially announced, but it's for you listeners here. Yeah, you heard it here first. But it's when the release leads from a core, technical leads from core and block editor go through what's going to be released and demo some of the things. So we have all the priorities right. The last version that will make it into WordPress 6.1 of the Gutenberg plugin is probably, so the feature freeze is September 20th. There will be a release candidate of WordPress 14.2. So whatever gets into that release in that milestone will be wrapped up and pushed into WordPress 6.0. And I think the editor release leads will do some last. And of course, the triage will go through that and kind of see what's happening there.
Yeah. We're going to have a lot to do in the next month.
Yeah. Yeah. All of us, because we are going through all the PRs and kind of mark all for dev notes. So there is a team, and Milana is doing the same for core for the track tickets, to find the dev notes that need to be published, and then we publish them. So that's going to be a really interesting thing. And I learn so much when I do that. It's just mind-boggling. I don't know where my brain does that, but yeah, I just keep adding to it. So we're almost at the end of the show. Is there anything, Nick, that you wanted to share with our listeners that you didn't get to yet?
Yeah, I mean, I'll do a short plug here. So our developer relations team at WP Engine, we do a lot of contributing to both the docs team and training and to core. But we also do kind of produce our own content to supplement some of the things that are already out in the world. And so if you just go to wpengine.com/builders, it's all just tutorials and articles on building with modern WordPress. Very topical to what we talked about today, talking about fluid typography. One of my favorite articles that I just released is about contextual patterns, which I don't think that many people know about or use. But it's a, you know, great ways of functionality that's in Gutenberg and in WordPress to take your theme to the next level. So yeah, lots of great content. But of course, we're always contributing to train docs as well. So.
Yeah, and I really like what you're doing there. All of the articles are really, well, go deep, sometimes deep developer-wise, sometimes content creator-wise. So it's a great mixture for any target audience, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrific. So thank you for joining me today, sharing your knowledge and opinions with our listeners, and I'm looking forward to meeting you in person at WordPress.
Yeah, I can't wait. Well, thank you very much for having me. I remember listening to this podcast a year ago once I started working on WordPress full time. So I think I've peaked now that I'm on the show now. So.
Yeah, you made it.
That's right.
That's what I thought when Duck Pop invited me to the talk magazine. Like, I made it.
That's right.
Dear listeners, our next show will be recorded on September 15th. So there's 13 walkthrough, 14 release, 15th Gutenberg changelog recording. It will be released shortly after. And we will have the brilliant Channing Ritter from the WordPress design team on the show. As always, the show notes will be published on gutenbergtimes.com/podcast. This is episode 72. And if you have questions or suggestions or news you want us to include, send them to changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. That's changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. Or just shoot me a DM or a PM on Slack or Twitter. It's all open for us, for you. Thank you again, Nick, for joining us. What's your Twitter handle?
Nick Diego. At Nick Diego.
Nick M. Diego? Shoot.
Oh, wow. I should know this. It's actually at Nick M. Diego on Twitter. It was hard to get Nick Diego.
Yeah, you need to kind of kick the Nick Diego out who has your handle.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, this is it. Thanks all, and be well. And if I see you on WordCamp US, please, I'm looking forward to it. Take care.
Thanks so much.
All right. Bye-bye.